Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. I thank you ever so much for tuning in to my show this evening. This is your host, Allison, and I'm just happy that you're here. You know, you're never going to know who we're going to be talking to on Visible by Numbers, and I'm really excited about my October, what I like to call Halloween lineup. Next week on the show, we have Aaron Goodwin, who's the cameraman from Ghost Adventures on the Travel Channel. I love that show. I don't know, maybe it's just three young guys. Not sure, but I love this show. I love the concept, and so I'm really kind of excited. The crew was on the show last year, and Aaron's coming back this year, so I know a lot of you got some questions for him, so feel free to email me your questions, and I'll be happy to ask Aaron when he's on the show. But that's next week. I have Elay Ellenwood, and she wrote the Everything Numerology book, which for all my little numerology students out there, the people that are interested in numerology, that's going to be a great show on October 11th. On the 18th, I have Mary Ann Winkowski, who wrote the book When Ghosts Speak, and that's the book, and she's the person that the show The Ghost Whisperer is based upon. And I've read the book. I can't wait to talk to her about it. It's so interesting. It's all about earthbound spirits. So I think you're really going to enjoy that show, and that's on the 18th. And finally, to round up October, I have Chuck Bergman, Psychic Cop Medium. He's going to be on the show on the 25th. So, you know, kind of a neat lineup, so I just want you all to write it down. And if not, if you don't want to write it down, sign up for the Visible by Numbers newsletter on my website, which is visiblebynumbers.com. And then at the beginning of every month, you'll get your monthly forecast, information about numerology, plus heads up on who's coming on the show. So, again, Visible by Numbers, the newsletter, you can find the signed up box somewhere there anyhow. So my guest this evening, let's get to my guest. What do you think? My guest this evening is Karen Holloway, and she is a Reiki master, and she does healing with her Reiki work, gives spiritual foot and leg massages, which really at this point I could really use one of those. She also specializes in angel messages and card readings. And so one of the focal points of tonight's show is, do you want to get some messages from your angels? Because we've got Karen here. And she's going to be doing that for you. So, hi, Karen. How are you?
Hi, Allison. Thank you so much for inviting me. I've been looking forward to being on the show.
Well, good. Well, you're very welcome, and thanks for being here. Why don't you just for a moment give everybody your website so they can hop on over there and check it out?
Okay. The website is healingangels@vpweb.com.
Okay, healingangelsvpweb.com.
Correct.
And so you can hop on over there and check out our website. And also, like, it's also on my Visible by Numbers pages right here on BBS, so you can link on over from there. And there's contact information how to get a hold of Karen. So, Karen, tell me, I mean, first you went into Reiki and you were doing healing. When did you start to get the general message that the angels were coming to you, or has this always been this way with you?
The story basically is about 20 years ago, I had a grand mal seizure, and that was unpleasant, but they did all types of tests, and there was no cause for it whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And that actually is how my journey began for healing. The Reiki started then. I went on to do the Reiki 2, 3 Master. I'm going to be doing the teacher level in about 2 weeks. But I started to notice I was getting messages to tell people in the food store or in the bank, and you really can't do that. It's a little bit strange if you go up to somebody and give them a message. So I would start to hear things, and the more and more I got these messages and the more important they seemed to a person, I decided I would open my business of healing and angels. so God and mankind would be brought to me so I could give them their messages.
Wonderful. And so since you've been doing this work, you know, well, I think one of the major things that I like to ask people is, because people have a lot of different reasons why they do this work. Sometimes you have to be crazy to do this kind of work. But what is your major focus or major motivation in doing what you do?
My major motivation is to help people in any way I can. It's a tough world out there right now. And a lot of the messages that the angels have for people are encouragement or things to give them joy or things to give them comfort. They're not out there to scare them. They're out to soothe them. And in our society, especially right now, I think it's something that's very much needed. So it brings my heart great fullness and joy to be able to help someone or just to make them smile.
Right. Well, I think it's really interesting, and I suppose I'm quite guilty of this because I was born and raised a Catholic and went to parochial schools, and the way that the Catholic religion taught us was that angels were to guard you, to be protective of you. But it was never, you were never encouraged to open a dialogue with the angels. You weren't encouraged to ask for help. And so I kind of grew up that way. And I can't remember, probably 10 years ago, I read a book on angels. And so it really kind of brought forth opening up this dialogue to receive messages and to ask for help with your everyday things. The angels are really there, but we have free will, so they can't interfere unless we ask for that help. And so the book and the whole theory of the whole thing was to start and to open that dialogue. So once I even myself started doing that, it was just kind of amazing just how strong the angel messages came through. So, you know, and I think even with my clients, that if I bring that thought to them, you know, of actually opening a dialogue and asking their angels for assistance, how many of them go, can you really do that? Right. You know, it's like people aren't even aware that they can actually ask for assistance with whatever problems you may have, whether, it, you know, you're afraid or maybe you're having problems with your relationships or even just safety to drive your car from point A to point B, you know, call upon the angels. What do you think about all of that, Karen?
I think that's a wonderful, wonderful way to approach it. And people need to realize that you don't have to be some special type of person to connect with your angels. If you just sit down, I'm just trying to think of how many people tonight were probably going to watch TV or they needed to food shop or they needed to do bills or something like that, and suddenly they're listening to your show. And that is how angels often work. They'll bring you to an event like this to make you aware that they can do this, or I can give them messages, or we can work together.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that everybody can do. Just stop and sit mm-hmm. down mm-hmm. and listen. And in our society, that's tough to do.
And it truly is. Now, listen, I'm pretty sure that I heard a beep, which means I think we have a caller on the line. So if you don't mind, Karen, I mean, I suppose I'm probably going to be putting you to work. But
that's
I'm going
fine.
To check and see if I've got somebody on the line. Did somebody call in?
Yes, I did.
And who are you?
Well, if it's okay to not say my name, but just so that I could ask my question independently.
Sure. I've got no rules on my program. You can do whatever you want.
I want to thank you for having the program and inviting Karen.
Okay.
She's really wonderful, and I wanted to ask a question. I wanted to know. The reason why I'm not saying my name is that I don't want to embarrass my daughter, but I have a teenage daughter who, you know, is going through, you know, some challenging times, and I want to know if there's a way how I could help.
It's hard for me without a name, but I'm just going to respond to that. Your best way, okay. I'm just tapping into your angels, okay. Your best way, is this a teenage daughter? No, this is
yes.
a teenage daughter, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The most important thing for you to do is to let her grow. She needs to grow and expand and feel independent. But the angels want you to know that it's very important for you just to tell her you're always there for her, that you love her, that you care about her.
that you'll help her with anything she needs at any time, but not to push yourself on her because she's a teenager. She's going through a growth time. Her hormones are changing. It's a very hard time for both parents and children. But they're telling you they know how much you love her. She really inside knows how much you love her. But just ease back a little bit if you're, I don't like to say the word smothering her, but if you're overdoing it just a little bit, she really wants her independence. So their message to you is just take a deep breath, you know, and tell her how much she means to you and be there when she needs you. Are there any other questions here?
I just want to add. No. How do you get through the, you know, when they're the, you know, when they're pushing you away, but really want you to be there?
Okay. What I've learned because my daughter's been through that is they really aren't pushing you away. That's kind of us internalizing that as a mom, with our worries and our fears and our the love we have so much for our children. Is that they're really not pushing us away. They're just growing up. And we're not used to that. We're used to being the mother, you know, the take care of you, right, take you everywhere, you know. Suddenly she has girlfriends to confide in. She's not going to confide in you so much. It's just a whole different thing. So please don't let worry get in the way between you and your daughter. Don't put that barrier up or fear. Because those are barriers, the angels, they're telling me. They're barriers that you might be putting up between the two of you that can be misconstrued and can block the flow between mother-daughter. And you need to get rid of those barriers if you can. She loves you. She loves you so much. They're telling me. She loves you so much. Do not doubt that. Don't be afraid it's going away. It's just going through the change of life. The way things work, I'm sorry, but that's just how it works. And let me tell you, she's going to be giving you big hugs that mean a lot down the line.
Right.
But right now, she's just expanding and growing and becoming independent.
Can I make a brief interjecting here? And
oh, sure.
Sometimes when this is a natural course of things to prepare you to eventually let go. And sometimes it's not only an adjustment of the child growing up, but it's also an adjustment for you to let go.
That's right.
Sometimes the growth is also within the parent of coming to that place of realizing that you've instilled in this child, and this is what I'm hearing, you've instilled in this child the essence of goodness that is you, and that'll always be there for her. And so you have to trust that you've done a really good job. And when it gets to this point, sometimes there is the rebellion. Sometimes there is the wanting of the independence. But you've planted all these beautiful seeds that will continue to grow. And so you need to just know that you've done your job and just start letting go, okay?
Thank you very much.
I have one more thing. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, I just have one more thing. Also, with this time of growth for your daughter, it's also a time of growth for you. For you, something to expand for you and some doors to open up for you. So I want you to have, just remember, you have something to look forward to here, and it's coming very soon. So keep that in your mind.
All right, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good night.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. All right, and one thing I want to let our listeners know that Karen will be taking your calls, and if I happen to get anything strong, I hope you don't mind if I add it too. Are taking calls. I'm going to give. I know that we just got another beep, so that means we have another caller. But I am going to give out the numbers for anyone that's listening. You can call in toll free at 888-815-9756. And that's USA and Canada. You can also call in direct at 530-327-7602, 530-413-4510, and 530-413-4522. And if I said them too quickly or you didn't write them down or didn't have a pen in your hand, hey, just go to the front page of bbsradio.com and look for the numbers for Station 1. Okay, so we have another caller, so I'm going to check in with my caller. Who's calling, please?
Oh, hi, Allison. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thanks for taking my call, Allison.
You're welcome, my dear. And so, Karen, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda. Oh. How are you?
Fine, Karen. How are you?
What would you like to know, or do we just give you a general message from the angels?
Well, whatever's most comfortable for you. Should I ask a question? Would you rather me do that, or would you rather just tell me what a message you have for me? Either way.
Okay, go ahead and ask a question, and I might add some extra things from the angels if they come along. How's that?
That sounds wonderful to me. The lovely Allison was so right on this. It's been a really bad year. I've been forewarned. I'm hanging in there. Do you have any message what's like for to the end of the year, the three-month span, October, November, and December? Anything that pops out that I should be aware of?
Okay. Just give me a second. They want you to know that they have seen you struggling. They really have. And they want you to know that something really great is coming on the horizon. Something's coming ahead. You can't see it yet, but you need to have faith and hope that it's coming because it is. I'm not sure what it is that you're looking forward to, but keep that vision in your mind, that positive vision of what it is you want, whether it be money or a new home or good health, whatever that is, keep that vision in your mind and stay with that. And every day, if you can every day do a little positive thing toward that goal, write down a sentence, I feel wonderful, or this is a good day for me, something positive, anything, just any little tidbit. Read 2 pages in a book that's going to help you, to motivate you, to make you feel more upbeat, because you've got some great things coming, really good things. You've had enough, okay? You've had enough. That's what they're saying. You've had enough. So they are going to they are telling you, basically, it's over, okay? It's over in your life. And but don't block it with fear and worry. They're going to bring you good things, and you're going to say, oh, my gosh, this is weird. I don't deserve this, or this can't be for me because this isn't how it's supposed to work. Don't block them. They're trying to bring you gifts, gifts, gifts. They're showing me gifts, like Christmas tree. Gifts all underneath the Christmas tree, and they're all for you, Linda. Every one is for you.
Wow.
So you have great things coming. Go ahead, Allison.
Linda, you have to forgive me if I don't know which Linda out of the many Lindas that I've read for. Did I tell you that this was going to be a difficult year?
Yes, Allison. You helped me out. I hate to put a label on me. I'm the one with the brother.
Okay, Sadie.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, okay, so if I told you that, the one thing that I would tell you is that look to October, because what happens is the energy of this year shifts out, and the energy of the next year comes in October. And so you'll be able to look to October, and you'll be able to feel the subtleties of the change, and you'll be able to get a distinct different feeling. Septembers are always so, so heavy, because it intensifies the energy of this year, because our personal year number matches our personal month number in September. So we have an intensification of whatever has been a big pain throughout the year. It intensifies, and it's a heavy sort of a thing. But when the winds blow in October, it's bringing in that energy from next year. So you want to start those positive intentions and start looking to October to give you a little heads up on what's coming in for next year for you, okay? And I believe that you're going into a year of major change. So I think that does back up what Karen was saying. So, you know, always pay attention to your Octobers, because that's always going to give you a heads up, okay? Okay. And remember, if I said it was going to be a bad year, it was written as such. It means that there's a lesson that the soul actually wrote into your experience for whatever reasons. And I think that we, and forgive me for a moment, Karen, because it's all coming back to me. I think one of the things that we said was this was to let you go, to set you free so that you could receive all this good stuff that Karen's talking about, remember?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. And you know, I guess I'm doing what Karen was saying, right? Because no matter what, I thank God every day. I do pray
good
and
girl.
I do give thanks.
Right.
And I'm not trying to sound, you know, I'm putting a halo, but that's my saving grace is to see what I have, what I don't have.
Right.
And I did have a gut feeling. I had a gut feeling. This is no more. And I said that to God the other day, and I don't usually talk like that. I said, no more. I don't want any more of this. I'm done.
Guess what, Linda?
I know. Yeah.
Guess what, Linda? You're done.
Yeah.
You're done,
yeah.
Linda.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
Remember the Christmas tree and all the gifts. You're done.
I just want to be happy and healthy, and I don't care about the material thing. I just want to live a life of peace and happiness and good health. So,
Merry Christmas.
And have good friends.
Okay,
Linda,
carry on.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye now. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Allison.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Linda.
Bye.
All right, there you go. Because I, you know, it always coming back to me because I do, you know, sometimes, and you will get this way eventually where you will read for so many people and then somebody will quote for you something that you read for them or something you said to them. And of course, you can't possibly hold everybody's reading in your head because otherwise your head would explode.
That's true.
And if everyone said, remember, I'm Linda. And I'm like, well, I don't know. You're about the 300th Linda.
I was just going to say, for you, 300, yeah.
So you know you sit there, but after a while, once I was connected to her energy and her voice, I was like, oh, okay, now I remember.
Mm-hmm.
So and yes, because almost to validate what you were saying, and I don't think Linda would mind my saying so, that she was really everything was going wrong in her life, but it was taking some responsibility that was really kind of holding her back out of her life, albeit a very difficult situation and a very emotional situation. It was more or less relieving her of some responsibility that was more like, almost like an imprisonment, so to speak. So this new energy is coming in for changes. In order to bring forth the changes, you got to let go of stuff. And so that kind of validates a lot of what you said. So there you go. I mean, that's cool.
There we go.
Validating. All right.
That's wonderful.
I know. Did we hear another beep? I don't know if I did.
Yeah, we did.
Did we really? Okay.
Yeah.
So do we have a caller on the line?
Hello, ladies.
Hi, who are you?
Hi, this is Kim. I'm in West Palm Beach, and this is my first time listening, so thank you very much for having your show.
Oh, first time. Good.
Well, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Now, I think you can either ask Karen a specific question, or you can just have her generally tell you what messages are coming through.
Oh, wow. Well, I appreciate both. That last lady that was on the line seemed like my spiritual twin. I received a lot from her reading. But I guess whatever Karen thinks is coming through most important, my focus right now is on my finances. I'm feeling a little beat up, and I'm trying to... I provide services for entrepreneurs who are like in the spiritual realms doing their work, and I love doing it, and I want to be really cheap, you know, for what I charge, and I so appreciate doing the work, but it's like at this point now, I don't, you know, it's... I mean, I'm still in this world where, you know, the rent needs to be paid, the bills need to be paid, I need a vehicle, you know, I need money for everything, and I'm working for these beautiful people who don't always have the money to pay me. And I'm just at a crossroads. I don't know what to do to balance these earthly needs with how I want to help people.
Now, your first name was Kim, was that right?
Yes.
Okay, I don't want to call you by the wrong name. Kim, they're telling me that you definitely have a smoother road coming ahead. One of the things I'm hearing, and it's a lot of us say it, but I'm hearing all types of things about worry and fear, or how am I going to do it, or how's it going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
and they want you to know that you're going to receive what you need. And the interesting thing is, you and I, both of us, don't know how it's going to come. We cannot project this, but the angels are telling me to, God bless you, whatever, the angels are telling me to reassure you that it is coming. You will have enough. You don't have to worry about it. You just have to ask God, ask the angels, and trust them. They're all gifts. They're all coming. You're going to have your Christmas tree also. And but don't worry. Don't worry. It shuts. It puts up a door. Okay?
I know. I know. And I know this so much. I mean, I've come so far.
Good
you
girl.
Know, with that understanding, I just get fearful.
Yeah. They're telling me to tell you, please trust in them. Please trust in God. Please trust in spirit to know that they are coming through for you. They are not going to let you fall down, is the word they're using. They're not going to let you fall down. You are doing a wonderful service, obviously, for some different people, and they're going to reward you, and they're going to make sure that you have enough for all your needs. Your car breaks down, you're going to have enough to fix it. Something, you need your rent, suddenly it's going to get there. But you and I, because I'm not really a psychic, I'm getting the messages right from the angels. They want you to know, take a deep breath. It's okay. It's coming. Honestly. September, Mercury in retrograde, everything. Everybody was all confused, messed up, whatever. But now the air's clear, okay? Often lasts for another week after September 12th. So it's clean air now. It's fall here. But it's clean, new air. Take it in and know that it's going to take over for you and watch you and keep you safe and keep you economically in plenty. Anything else I can ask?
Okay. Kim, can I just say one thing here, dear?
Sure.
Are
thank you.
You're doing like more or less promotion or secretarial or something along those lines for spiritual
people?
Yeah,
you're absolutely right. I'm a virtual assistant. Yeah.
Virtual assistant, that's what I was getting. Okay, so and you're not charging that much for your services because obviously they're not making that much money, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, you have to value your services, okay? Because if you don't value your services and your work, I mean, then you're almost like kind of restricting yourself to the price that you're getting, okay?
And
it's not to say that you can't do things pro bono from time to time. It doesn't mean that you could be wildly successful at what you do, okay, and make a lot of money at what you do, but you can still be supportive of people that may or may not be able to pay the higher fees. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You might want to consider just for a moment how you feel about the value of your services. And sit for a moment with that. Because if you give away your services for free, obviously you don't value your services. If you give them away for very little money, obviously, again, you're not valuing your services. So what you really need to say to you is, I really still want to help these really great people doing this great work, but I need you to bring me some rich clients, okay?
Yes.
I need you to bring me the people that can pay, baby. I need the ones that can pay. And so what you want to do is actually make that visualization of the phone ringing and someone who doesn't bat an eyelash, if you tripled your fees, would not bat an eyelash at paying triple your fees. You understand?
Okay.
So,
Pam, there's one thing. Alice and I are going back and forth. There's just one other thing. They're showing me an expo or some type of event down there of healers or something like that that's in your realm. And there's some people there that definitely need your help. They don't know that you exist. So they need you to go to that expo or event and talk to some of the vendors and have a card and say, this is some things that I could do to help you. But some people are growing in leaps and bounds, and they do not have your expertise, and they need you. So add that onto your list of things to do.
I will. I've been writing everything down. And I'm definitely in an area where I know there's probably a couple expos coming up. So
okay.
Wonderful.
Okay. All right there, Kim. Thank you so much for calling, sweetie. Good luck.
Thank you.
Kim, before you go,
yes.
Would you look up my email address, okay? So, like, go to my pages or go to my website, which is visiblebynumbers.com.
Yes.
And if you would be so kind, if you have a website or if you have information, why don't you send it to me, and I would be happy to put it in my newsletter and have them do a little advertising for you, okay?
Oh, I appreciate that so much. Thank you, and I will do that. Thank you so much.
All right, honey. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
And, you know, Karen, I think a lot of people sometimes, when they don't value their work, they don't get paid for it, you know?
That's right.
And I know a lot of readers and caller will get right with you in just a minute, but I know a lot of callers that, not callers, a lot of readers that they give it for free.
That's right.
And that's almost like saying, I don't value what I do. I don't value the information that I'm getting. And you can rest assured, if you don't value it, the people that you're giving it to don't value it either. You know, it's always amazes me that if someone pays for your services, they are going to value the information that you're giving them as if it's golden and it's really important and it is much more weighty with them. However, if they got it off the street for free, it wouldn't be as important and they wouldn't value it as much. So sometimes there has to be, you know, having that total and complete understanding of the value of your own work in order to pull in being paid fairly for it. So that's something that a lot of, especially people in the spiritual arena,
that's very true. Mm-hmm.
Just make the mistake of doing, I'm going to do this for free.
Mm-hmm.
And mark my words, it doesn't matter how, at least in my particular case, it does not matter how successful you get at what you do. There's always those people you do for free. They will always be there.
Of course.
You can always do the pro bono work. But you need to be paid to pay your rent and to fix your car. So anyhow, I'm putting it on the table. All right, so we have another caller. So who's calling, please?
My name is Ann.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. We have Karen Holloway, and you have an option. You can either have her give you a general message from her angels, your angels, not hers. They're yours, too.
Uh-huh.
They're all of ours. But anyhow, you can get a general message, or you can ask her a specific question. What would you like to do?
I think I'd like a more specific to give a more specific question.
Go for it.
I'd like to know about, I've retired from teaching. I worked for quite a few years, and I'm in the food business right now, but I'd like to probably see what type of messages she's getting from the angels as to where my career might lead me to, say, in the next 5 years, maybe, perhaps.
Okay.
Unless there's another message that has nothing to do with the question I'm asking you, are you getting something else from me?
What they are saying is definitely to keep going ahead. There's definitely something new coming, opening up. I'm saying those words twice tonight or three times, but there is something, it's almost like a miracle is going to come and open the door for you for, I don't see it in the food area. I see it somewhere else. They're telling me, this is what they're telling me, that it might be something else. It's something you can't predict right now, but you're on the right path because you are open to something new. Know that this may not be where you want to stop, that you want to advance on to something else. And don't just do things to please other people. Try and do some things to please you in looking ahead, because as you do some things for you, because you're number one, you're most important. Most of us kind of forget that sometimes, but you're number one. And do some things that really please you in the business world or in with your job or whatever, and it's going to evolve into something else. It's you have stepping stones. I see you going down steps, okay? Down, mm-hmm. down, and there's a beautiful lake, a beautiful river down in the middle, trees all around it, glistening water, and you're standing there on the edge of the pier, and you're looking out. And all in that whole area surrounding you is a beautiful new beginning in this lifetime, okay? Coming up soon, and you need to have faith that it's definitely going to come. You need to know that they are backing you up. They hear you. Ask them, ask them, ask them. Don't forget to ask them for help. Ask the angels for help. Ask Spirit, ask God, please help me with this future that I would like to have, this expansion in your life you would like to have. And it will come.
Can I ask any other question having to do with that future or just a loved one?
Pardon me? I'm sorry.
Am I allowed just one or can I ask you?
Oh, no, you have 5 minutes and I think you've only
used, live now, or you
you've only
ask.
Used 3.5. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Okay. Does the career involve living where I am now?
They do show a move. They're talking about a move, but I cannot tell you if it's a major move. I see a change in a home or an apartment. They're showing me a budget, a car, a truck outside that you're loading with your things, but I cannot tell the distance that you're going. It could be somewhere within the same town, within the same state. I don't see a huge move. They're not talking about a huge move to Michigan or somewhere in a huge distance. But I see a change.
Can I ask one question? Are you experiencing a shift spiritually, kind of intense, that kind of getting pretty intense with you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This year I've experienced. I've done a lot of soul searching, a lot of crying and purging of my
good.
Past.
Right, because I—that's
yes,
what
lot.
I was hearing was that there's been a big shift with you, and it's very spiritual, and I almost like an awakening, and it's almost
yes.
like the reality that you're in is not making you happy, and it has a lot to do vibrationally that you've shifted your vibration, so where you're at, it's kind of like you were asleep where you were at. You understand?
Yeah.
Now
yes.
you're kind
oh,
of
yes.
awake. You're awake, right?
Yes.
And so now you're
yes.
wanting something different, and what used to satisfy you or was status quo and you were happy in, well, I don't think you were particularly happy, but it was status quo. It was okay. But now you're longing for something else. I almost feel that where you're going is going to be of service to others or spiritually related, if you don't mind my saying so or tossing that in for
yes.
you.
Yes.
I don't know if that's where you want to go,
yes.
but that's where I feel it very strongly for you.
Well, I've always given to, I was a teacher for 33 years.
Good for you.
You know, that's giving to others. But I've been feeling very spiritual. When the angels are with me, I cry.
Okay.
Not because I'm unhappy.
Right.
Because I'm happy. That's a happy cry.
That's
I
right.
didn't know the
mm-hmm.
difference between a sad cry and a happy cry. Now I know.
Okay, but I think it's kind of like what Karen's doing. It's kind of like what I'm doing. It's going down
yes.
that spiritual
yes.
road where you're helping others in the way that using your angels or using your guidance or using your intuition. I feel there's been a major shift and a major awakening, and I feel that that's the path that you want to go down, okay? And
yes.
so if
yes.
you, if you're feeling very strongly a connection to your angels, I want you to work on developing where you're getting your information, how you're getting your information, work on that, and I just feel that's the direction you're going to go in, okay? And that's my 2 cents.
Yes.
Okay, sweetie?
Yes, thank you. I agree with you. I do agree with you. Thank you very much.
Have
You're
a
welcome.
Wonderful time, Ann. It's going to be great.
Thank you.
Okay? Remember that.
Thank you. So.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ann.
Bye, sweetie. And another thing with you, going back to your reading, Karen, when you saw the vision of the water
mm-hmm.
and all this beautiful water around her, which represented her new beginning, water is a spiritual, is a sign of spiritual, you know.
Awakening.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that, and even before you said that, that's what I was feeling. So therefore, yeah, I was like, okay, I got to jump in and just kind of go in with the rest of this. What I'm
go right ahead.
Okay.
We'll work
all
together.
Right. We might as well tag team them, right? Okay.
That's fine.
So, all right. So who's calling, please?
Hi, Allison. It's Kim. How are you?
Hi, Kim. We have our second Kim.
Hello,
how are you?
Kim.
Fine. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Hi, Kim. It's nice to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I think I just want to, I don't have a specific question, so just maybe messages from my angels.
Okay, they would like you to take 3 deep breaths.
Okay.
Okay. They want you to know that they're going to protect you with anything that you're doing coming up, that you have some new ideas coming, some new situations coming. Okay. They want you to know that they will be there to protect you, because there's a little bit of angst about some of it. And you don't have to rush into it, but there's some very exciting life changes coming. You don't really need to play it safe. You don't need to be afraid. It's time to go forward. It's really time to go forward. And they're saying they'll give you courage. They'll give you comfort. Just know that they keep saying, it is coming, it is coming, it is coming. And they're saying, congratulations on this time of your life. Does this make any sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Why are we congratulating you?
Because of what I'm thinking of doing. My daughter passed October 30th of 2003. She was 14. And I have been, they have a group, a support group, well, really all around in the United States.
Wonderful.
It's called Compassionate Friends. And for years I was leery of doing it, you know, I'm not shy at all. But I did actually go to one meeting, and, you know, it's like a support group for, you know, other parents who have lost children. And, you know, I have actually spoke, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 times, and that's
wonderful.
That's what I want to further myself in, and I eventually would love to travel, to other states doing this. And you're right, my two boys are grown and gone, and I have no children at home, and it's time for me to get out there and, you know, move forward and get out there and do what I love people, and I love helping people, and I just think that this is going to be, and I think it's going to be wonderful.
Kim, you know she's with you, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I see her all the time.
Okay, because I'm getting a real loud and clear here. Make sure she knows that I'm there, and you don't have to worry about her. She's just doing fine, and now she'll be very, very, very pleased that you are, too. But she's with you an awful, awful, awful lot. So please.
Oh, yeah, I know she is.
Okay. Because they are, all right, here. You have, okay, imagine an angel behind you, can you? With the wings, just like the wings, like you see? Okay. They are both wings are going around the front of you, and they are giving you this humongous, big hug. Okay?
Oh.
And part of it's from her, part of it's from them. And they're so proud of you for what you're doing, and your goals are just amazingly wonderful. They will certainly support you through all of it and make sure it happens.
Wonderful.
Kim, can I ask you, did you say that you're actually doing inspirational, like you're telling your story in order to help other people who have lost their children?
Yes, that is correct. Because, Allison, I don't... You know, I mean, I have my moments when I get upset, especially around the holidays, seem to be the hardest.
Sure.
But, you know, I've always accepted when she passed. I've never questioned, you know, God, why did he take her and so forth. I look at it in so many, I'm able to look at it in a different way. I mean, and I have seen the other side, and it's breathtaking. I can't even describe the feeling that I had, you know, when I have experienced the other side. So, you know, I've had a lot of blessings in my life where I am fortunate to have, you know, been able to see and do other things that I have. So, you know, I no worries. I'm able to get up in front of people and speak about, you know, Brandy and just, you know, other things that I've experienced, and so far it's been awesome, but I really want to, you know, in the future I would love to travel to other states, because like I said, Compassionate Friends is an organization, you know, that's around
the world.
All
your experiences lead you to your destiny. All your experiences in life lead you to your destiny. If you yourself experience a near death where you know what it feels like to cross over, perhaps in some way that was given to you as a comfort for the eventual time when you would actually lose your own child. And nothing is more difficult than losing a child. But I think that God gives that type of an experience to people sometimes for a very real reason, and that is because a lot of people would never get out of bed after that. They would never function or have a very difficult time trying to function after something like that. But then there are some people who, no matter how hard they get knocked down, they get up again and they get on with the business of life. And those are the people that the rest of us, when our lives get rough and when our lives get tough, but we hear your story, that inspires us. And it tells us, look what she did. And she's still here to talk about it. And she still has a smile on her face. And she's still grateful and considers herself to be blessed. What am I whining about? And you can become an inspiration to others through your experiences. So if you just step back for one moment and look at your life and being an apprenticeship for your destiny, which could very well be to get out there and travel to various other states and talk to people all over the United States, because your experiences serve to give you what you need to inspire others. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Okay, sweetie. So God bless you for that. And
Thank you. That
also brings you joy, then you couldn't do anything more fulfilling along the lines of your destiny than to do what brings you the greatest joy.
Right. And I definitely have really enjoyed it. And I know, you know, my daughter is very proud. And
of course, it is
definitely something that, you know, I've always loved to help people, and I tell you, I meet a lot of people, and it's really been a wonderful experience. So,
well,
definitely your life purpose there, Kim. It is your life purpose.
It's your life purpose.
Yes, it is.
I think it is.
And you're amazing.
I do.
You're just amazing.
You're here to inspire others by showing how brave you are and also how you took adversity and you turned it into a blessing and how you really can inspire others, honey. So just kind of look back, reflect on your life, and realize you've been prepared for this all your life. So, and also having the compassionate heart that you do to want to be of service to others and help others and heal others. I mean, people look at healing on so many different levels, physical healing of physical ailments, but healing is also on an emotional level as well as spiritual. And you are an emotional healer. And so, you know, you go out there with your compassion and you connect to other people's pain and you help to heal them. So God bless you for that, honey.
Well, thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you, Kim.
You two have a wonderful evening. Thanks, Allison and Karen. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kim.
Thanks. Okay, well, you know, it's so interesting to me how quickly time flies when you're having fun, right? I do want to have you remind our listeners what your website is, Karen.
Okay, it's www.healingangels.com, V as in Very, P as in Paul, web.com.
Okay. And if someone wants, your contact information is there. What kind of readings do you do, Karen?
I do readings in person, obviously, or over the phone. And the amount of time that someone would like to spend decides on the price. But usually it's around $45 to $55 for about an hour of time.
That's a long time of time.
Uh-huh. Well, it's
sometimes. That's a good value.
When you start to talk to people, time flies, just like you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And my purpose is to help other people, not to cut them off in the middle of a situation that they're having a problem with.
Sure.
So I allow that much time. That's at least what I can give to people, because
right.
I really do care about them.
Oh yeah, well that's very obvious. That's really wonderful, and going back to the angels and the one message that I'm sure that both you and myself, I know I'll say something about the angels, and I'll give you some time to say something personally, but it's what I was saying earlier that you can ask for signs from your angels and you will be given signs. It's as simple as that. Do you exist and are you there to help me? Could you give me a sign? And you can start communications with angels, and you'll be fascinated to how they answer. And it doesn't have to be a major life threatening mm-hmm. problem. And just really quickly, I think one of the cutest things that ever happened was my husband yelling at me where had I put his car keys, because I had just cleaned his desk and he was absolutely, he always gets perturbed at me when I move stuff. And I said, I don't know. And I was in the bathtub, so I couldn't really come downstairs and find them. So I yelled at him and told him to take my keys. And I said, I'll find them when you're gone. And I can remember that I got out of the bath, got dressed, came downstairs, stood at his desk, and I finally just said, Angels, where are his keys? And I heard clear as a bell in my head, don't bother looking for them. They're in his pocket.
Oh, no.
And so I didn't bother looking for them. And when he walked in the door, I just looked at him and smirked, and I said, oh, honey, where did you find your keys? And he was looking down at his shoes, and he goes, yeah. I go, where'd you find them? He goes, they were in my pocket.
Oh my goodness.
You don't have to, it doesn't have to be a major crisis to talk to the angels. They'll still talk to you. Okay, Karen, so we got a couple minutes left. So what messages would you tell everyone about the angels?
Well, my main thing is just to reiterate that the stress of daily life, our jobs, our families, you come home, you make dinner, you get the kids' things ready, you get your things ready, you do the wash, whatever. And then you fall in bed at night because you're tired, and that's certainly understandable. But what they want you to know is if you could just take a couple minutes to listen to them, even if, I don't mean to be rude, but even if it's when you're in the ladies' room and that's your only 5 minutes you have of peace and quiet, shut your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and listen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the conduit. I'm the connector to the angels for people. But as we said, people can do this themselves. If they need some help from me, I'm certainly glad to help them to pass on the messages I'm given. But angels are messengers. They're just messengers. They are the best messengers from God and the best support you could ever ask for. And just remember to ask them for help. They need you to ask and say, I need your help. I need answers. Please be with me and show them gratitude. Those are all very important things. So
right, exactly. Well, I can't thank you enough for coming to the show, and I'm sure that all of our listeners and the people that just got the readings, thank you as well, Karen. It was absolutely my pleasure, and I really wish you well. I hope that your work just continues to flourish.
Okay, thank you so much for having me, Allison. You take care.
Okay, you too. All right, everybody. Like I said, next week we're going to be back, and we've got Aaron from Ghost Adventures. So, you know, email me your questions. I'd like to know what you would like to ask him. And we got a great lineup for October, just so be sure to check that out. And I'll be back next week. And in the meantime, I wish you all abundant blessings. So good night, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.